Chelsea van Editrix. Wendy Eisenberg en haar compagne die sneren hierin lekker naar zogenaamde progressieven, die als het erop aankomt toch met hun portefeuille stemmen. En op die manier blokkeren ze de vooruitgang voor mensen die lager op de economische ladder staan, wat men niet bepaald progressief kan noemen. Het nummer staat op Tell Me I'm Bad en die plaat komt uit volgende week. Iets langer moet je nog wachten op Exhaling van Tunic, een noise punk trio uit Winnipeg. 23 nummers zullen er op die plaat staan. Dit is er een van Fade Out.
Hey China, baby, you played too rough. You slapped 34 on and all that ain't love. I gave you till Tuesday to say you're sorry, but guess what, sweetie, that ship sailed early. Don't cry on the trading floor, it's just diplomacy but hardcore. We talked to some countries, not all. Guess which empire won't get a call. Quit a terror fever, turn it up some more. 50 on 34, now we're out on all fours. Don't need no trade talks, we just do the math. Taking my sports, baby, feel my wrath. We got that terror fever, shaking every port. Seeking markets like it's a contact sport. Raise it high, spin that tax roulette. If you retaliate, I'll double the bet. Who's next? Oh, don't look shocked. 10% for friendship, consider it doc. We're spreading love like a steel-toed boot. Global harmony in a tailored suit. Every deficit's a dagger to my pride, so I fix it with some duties on the side. Who needs allies when you've got the vibe? Just me, my posts, and my 4D tribe. Yeah, it's terror fever, truth posted loud. Dancing through the trade war, feeling proud. Markets crash, that's just the sound of greatness echoing around. And on a 4%, maybe that's how we roll. Every import tax like rocky roll. So crack your goods and say goodbye. We're sanctioning the world tonight.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports through your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm working harder.
We've got tariff fever rising with the moon. Trade toss canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. Want a 4%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. Hit that beat and tax the rhyme.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm winning harder.
We got the terror fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 1-4%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
Fade out, fade out, not again. We live for things that can pass.
Twee keer lekkere noise rock na elkaar. Eerst Unique en dit was Trigger Cut. Hun nieuwe plaat Rogo komt op 1 maart uit en daar draaiden we alvast opener Solid State. En we gaan nog heel even door met lawaai maken. Het Manchester afkomstige Def 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 heeft vandaag hun nieuwe single uitgebracht om een ondertekening bij Disobedient Records te vieren. En die klinkt zo Nothingness van Def Def Def.
We'll be right back. çiçekte tohum biter mi? Ölüm toplasa da çiçekleri, çiçekte tohum biter mi?
Decision. Hello, hello, The Lake Radio listeners. You're listening to Paulus Vecera. I was invited to play in Lopin yesterday, and Ustea Lašaitė organized it for me. I'm super, super grateful for the show. I was playing together with the on the stage with the band Mukka. I was playing my own stuff. Mukka was playing their own stuff. It was super beautiful show. And today I'm here in the Lake Radio. It's super nice. So right now you're hearing some improvised bass lines from my phone. Just recently, I downloaded this app. Recently, by saying recently, I mean like maybe three months. I'm using this like, and no one is paying me, okay, for saying this. It's just I'm pretty hyped about it. There's this Ableton app on the phone, which is called Note. And from time to time, you know, when I'm traveling, when I'm chilling, I'm thinking like, okay, what to do? I could scroll, you know, and just drain my brain. Or I could, for example, create some beats. And then stuff is coming to me. Let's see what happens. Maybe at some point this will become a track. The most important thing is the groove, guys. And my favorite chords is one chord played in different notes. You know what I mean? You just play the same chord all over and all over, but then change the pitch. And you just go with the flow, with the flow, with the flow, with the flow, with the flow. So yeah, this is, you know, like an intro. This is like this is gonna be the intro, okay? Listeners, I mean, just let it be the intro of your day. I don't know at what time this show will be on air. You know, what kind of time? Is it going to be night? Is it going to be morning? Is it going to be the midday? But whenever that you wake up, you can play this show. Just wake up with it. Wake up, wake up. And then what I want to introduce you to today is some of my recent albums, some of my inspirations, some of my very beloved artists from Lithuania, Vilnius, and other cities. So maybe I will start. I just see that right now I just kind of opened up a folder on my phone, on my computer, with my band. I used to play in the band. We are still sort of doing something, but not as actively. And the name of the band is called Avis Rara. So I decided maybe I want to show you some of our tracks that we recorded back in the day. And so the first track is called Noah.
I'm thinking way back this afternoon. Back 10 years ago, when I thought I'd hit a dead end already. There was no other choice for me. I had to seek for it. I did get a fine education, plenty of money and so forth. But clocking hour after hour in this machine was just not gonna cut it. I've been walking up and down picket lines, striking for something we'll never get. Now they're all better off than I am. I've been lost and not found, same as I did lose and never did find. What a fool. The prison term didn't mean anything to me. I could have done that standing on my head. I'm in a tough game, you know. I must be as tough as the other fellows, or I gotta get out. So, now and then, what's the difference? told me that the true fortune was so close to me all along.
Great climax. crazy, crazy. I love this track. I love this track. So you heard Adamas Palekas on the keys and composer, half composer of this track. And then Algirdas Janonis on the saxophone and Linas Samp on the drum set. And Paulus Vecera, me on the bass. And also part of the composition. So yeah, this band, we created this band in 2018, some time ago already. And then we were creating and then procrastinating and then creating again. And then in the end, we released our first album. And that's where it sort of, freezed a bit for a bit. Then the structure of the band, of the members, have rotated and changed. And then we sort of recorded a new album, but we haven't released anything from it yet. But, spoiler alert, we are about to release some new stuff pretty soon. And right now I was thinking, what should I continue with? I could continue with one of my favorite Lithuanian artists, Migluma, my colleague and beloved friend Migluma. Or I could play a track which had inspired some of the parts in Noah's song that I just played. So actually, I will go with the first impulse and I will play Migluma track, Not the Type. Really beautiful track. Shout out to Migluma if you're listening to this. And yeah, this is some Vilnius scene. Love the vocals. Her voice is really like something. It's a divine voice. No doubt. Shout out to Migluma once again. This was the track called Not the Type. And we'll continue with another track of another duo, electronic music duo. So in the first track that I played, which was Avis Rara, song Noir, I said the keyboard player was named Adamas Palekas. So we have another project together with Adamas Palekas where we are going tiny bit more nuts than just some, you know, jazzy stuff. We go a bit south. So let me play another track that is not yet released. And a matter of fact, it was released in cassettes, but not online anywhere. So you cannot find it anywhere except the Lake Radio. So the song is called Love Has Many Sides. Funny fact, like at some point, you know, we just gather with him, and the process, creative process is pretty random. He just plays synths, and then I'm recording some of his stuff, and then I'm just sort of organizing it and making a composition, let's say. And at some point we were like, we need some vocals, we need some sample we can play with. And then I don't know where the sample came from exactly. I just found it in my computer, and we just went together with it, you know. And so if anyone knows where is the sample coming from, please let me know. That would be super nice to hear the original. Let's come on. This project is called Fried Spy. So you just heard Friesby, the band Friesby, and the name of this track was Love Has Many Sides. This is my project, mine and Adama Spalika's project. And this is supposed to be our second EP or albumy, but it is still in my computer and unpublished. We played in live shows, but we haven't yet published it. But you know, with every stream online, I think we're getting closer and closer to releasing it as we see more and more value. So the next track I want to play is my other collaboration with Gente Presaite. And this track is my first and the only post-punk track ever. Let's come on. The track is called White Purple. Yeah, so that was White Purple, the song about mushrooms, song about song about anything that you want, actually. It was not written on mushrooms, no, we're not doing drugs, no, I mean medicine, I mean, you know, whatever. So, the next track is, actually, I never showed this track publicly. I never published it publicly anywhere because it's very, very different from anything that I do usually. But I thought, why not? You know, why not to show it here? Let's just share, you know, all of my sides. Love has many sides. Let's show all of those sides to people. Okay? So it's the first ever track that I wrote that was played by the notes, literally by the notes. Like, I never write notes, but with the help of Lukas Butkus, genius composer, genius Lithuanian composer, we used to study with him. Which I just finished my studies this year, Academy of Music and Theater, and the program of electronic music composition. And he was academical music composer, and so he is, still is, and so he's super helpful with the notes. And you know, I just wanted to explore this field too. Why not to explore some academical field of live instruments, violins, double basses, contrabasses, and violoncellos, and blah blah blah. So I had this idea that I want to do record to compose a piece for double bass and violin, And with the help of Lucas Butkus, we managed to do it. So that's actually my first ever track recorded with by the notes, with my first composition for violin and double bass, all right? And it's called Gerai Nežinoti, which means it's good not to know, you know? Sometimes it's just good not to know. Because the creative process of this piece was pretty random. I would just sit down and I would write anything that's on my head, you know? So I didn't have any expectations how it's supposed to be, where it has to go. I was basically just following any impulse that I would get and I would write it down. And then see how far away my ADHD can lead me to. Basically, just go and see where I will start. I know the starting point, and then let's see where I can end up. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's good not to know. So you just heard two beautiful people playing. So it's violin player Brigita Pažarauskaitė and double bass player Vincas Bačius. Yeah, the beats are still going on. So. I mean, that was beautiful process to record them. They actually rehearsed only like 2 days maybe, or 3 days in total. I don't remember exactly. I think it was like 3 days of rehearsals. And this track, I would say, is pretty complicated, as I'm not really aware how to write stuff for double bass and violin. So I remember we bumped into a few problems when they say, oh, you know, this is impossible to play like this. So then we had to readjust few of the notes, few of the chords, sorry, few of the intervals. And then it was done. Some rhythmics maybe didn't go as planned, but in the end, I'm pretty happy with this final product. Not product, but this final, how to say, this final piece, okay? And I decided, let's, you know, continue with the contrasts then. So the time has come, guys. The time has finally arrived to your conscientiousness. and now I'm going to play for you some of my newest stuff, which is from my newest upcoming yet unreleased EP, Flux or Flow. Not yet sure which of those are going to be. Probably it's going to be Flow. And I'm going to play you a track which is called Make Your Parents Proud. Let's come on.